January 18th. Oh, no, it's January 20th, 2018. Yeah. Moorhead, Minnesota. Minnesota State Auctioneers Association Conference. We're going to be learning about Rich Houghton's life. Well, Rich, tell me how you got in the auction business.
Well, Greg, it started back when I was still in high school on a dairy farm, and we had 45 registered Holstein cows, and we used to show a lot at fairs. And when I was a sophomore in high school, why, our neighbor up the road was going to sell out, and he called and he wanted to know if I'd come and help you get his cattle ready for the auction. And I did. And then I worked a sale that day. At that time, the Moss brothers were big auctioneers in our part of the country. And so I worked a sale with them and didn't think a whole lot about it. I enjoyed it. And the year I graduated from high school, the gal that I was going with, why, her dad had 25 cows and he was going to dispense of them. And so I got his cows ready and I worked the auction there. And that's where I met Orland Cordes.
Oh boy.
And we struck up a friendship that day. And then down the road, oh, 7-8 years, why, we dispensed with our cattle and machinery, and we sold our whole herd as a herd. We didn't auction them off one at a time, which I wanted to do, but dad had more cows than I did, so I went along with his recommendation. And then when we got ready to get rid of the machinery, we had an auction, and we got Orland to come and do our machinery sale. And he had come down in the fall and told us what needed to be done. Excuse me. And we had set the sale for the 18th of March. And that winter, oh, we had snow. Oh, man. On the level, there was like 3-4 feet of snow. Well, we had to move all that snow, so I took a leave of absence from my job at that time, which I was a policeman, and moved snow for over a week to get enough area to get the machinery out so that we could to sell it. And of course, then I got all the tools and everything on the hay rack and boxes and everything. And I think it was about 4 days before the sale why Orland came, and well, he said, we better get ready, get these things done. And I kind of looked at him. I said, did I forget something? Because I said, you told me in the fall what needed to be done. Well, he said, let's look around. And so we looked around a little bit, and he said, I think I can go back to Red Wing. He said, you got everything pretty well under control here. And which I did. And so then Orland and Emery Henn did our machinery sale. And then I would see Orland in Cannon Falls and around, because that's where I was policing. And we struck up a real, real bond. And so if he was in town having an auction, why, I was always pretty close to around where he was, and we would talk and so on. And so then I left the police force after 10 years and I went into a oil business, and that didn't go so good for me. I was pumping a lot of oil, but I couldn't collect any money. So after a year, why, I had to get out of that. And when I left that, I went over the road driving charter bus, because I had to make up all this money that the bank wanted. And so he caught me one day downtown, and he said, you know, I told you if you ever wanted a job, why, I would put you to work. Yeah, I said, I know, but I said, I got to I got to get this money taken care of first. And so we did 2.5 years. I had all the money taken care of. And then I told him, I said, I'll start the auction business with you. And so to start with, he'd give me his list when the auctions were and when he needed help. And I was still driving charter bus, and it worked out fine. And after about 6 months, I decided that was the job that I wanted to do. And we've never looked back since. It's just been a lot of fun for us. And
what do you like about the auction business?
Well, the people. I love people. And you see a lot of people all the time, and like you see you once or twice a year, and catch up with everything that's going on, and it's just fun to see what a tractor will bring today, and if you could sell that tractor tomorrow, would it bring the same price or not?
Yeah.
I always said I would like to take an auction, a full auction, sell it today, and then tell the people, we'll give you your money back, and then a week later, I'd like to sell it again and see what happens in that week's period. Would we get more money or would we lose money? But I've never tried to do that.
Well, who was the biggest influence in your auction business life, and what were the influences?
Well, I guess the biggest influence was Orlin. To me, he was kind of like a second father to me. My father was a big influence too, but Orlin really taught me what I needed to know before I went off to school, so that school was a lot simpler for me than somebody just going to a school and not really knowing what the auction business was. And we had 18 years, 18 good years together, he and I did. And I guess, you learn as you go day after day. What works maybe today might not quite work tomorrow, but talk about it and compromise here and there, and tomorrow we'll get her done this other way, and it worked out well for us.
Yeah. And what lessons have you learned through your auction life?
I think probably the biggest lesson I've learned is be completely honest with the people, not only the seller, but the buyers. Without honesty, you may get by for a little while, but it'll catch up to you in the long run. We just felt that this was the best route to go, is to be honest with all our people, both sides of the fence.
And have you retired? And if you haven't, do you plan on it? And how do you feel about it?
Well, I turned the company over to my son 8 years ago. I was having some health issues, and when I said, I had always told myself when I couldn't keep up with the younger guys, then maybe it was time to step back and let them have the reins, and which I did. And I still help some, mainly on the farm auctions and the pottery, the Red Wing pottery. I pretty much control that yet, but I have told him this last year now that he's going to have to take it, because we're getting older and we just can't keep up anymore. So hopefully he'll continue that on.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory in the auction business?
Well, I guess the favorite memories would be, or one of them would be selling machinery. I enjoyed that so much, being a farm boy. at the time, and this was many years ago, we had 18 farm auctions in 21 days. And 15 of those 18 we sold in downpours, rain. And I'll never forget, I mean, we'd work half of the night to get them lined up and ready to go, and things wouldn't start because they were wet, you know. And it was, at the time, I thought, I just, we're getting it done, but we aren't really doing justice here because, you know, the tractors, combines, you know, they would get all wet and we couldn't get them started. And but that's one of the favorite memories. I guess I shouldn't really call it a favorite memory, but it sticks out in my mind. And the other is, of course, the stoneware. I love the Red Wing stoneware. And we've had some pretty fantastic stoneware auctions over the years, and I love that.
Yeah. Well, do you have any funny stories or interesting characters that showed up at auctions?
Yeah, I do. It's funny and it's a little bit morbid. When I got back out of auction school, my wife was working in a bank, and at that time the banks were still clerking the sales. And one of the bank employees had told my wife, have Dick stop in, I need to talk to him. And so a day or so I had time, and I went in, and he said, I got this estate, he said, that we need to get taken care of. And he said, he was a doctor and he's passed on, and we got to get this cleaned up. And I said, okay. Excuse me. And so I went out to the place and made a list of everything, and got a date set up, and had the auction. And we sold a lot in the commons area of the Southeast Technical College there in Red Wing. And we had the furniture and everything all lined up on the outside, and you know, one end we had the household things and so on, and in the one corner where there was a oak box, and we never opened it up because it was sealed, you know, and it was light, so I turned it up on the end, and I was setting things on there and selling from there around. And this gentleman bought this oak box. He left, and it was about 3 weeks, probably a month later. Well, one Saturday we didn't have a sale, so Orland and I, we hit different sales that day. And when we pulled up to this one in Wisconsin, here come this big guy across the street, and Orland said to me, he said, do you know that guy? And I said, no. Well, I said, I think we're going to meet him by the looks of it. So we got out of the pickup and we talked to him a little bit, and he pointed to me and he said, you, he said, I want to talk to you. And I thought, oh my God, I haven't been in this auction business this long and somebody's on my case already. But anyhow, I said, you remember that auction you had at the technical college? He said, that oak box that you had tipped up on end and were selling. Yeah. He said, do you know what was in that box? No, I said, I never looked. Well, he said, I didn't either. He said, I put it in my garage. And he said, when it started getting warmer, he said, there was a terrible odor in the garage. And he said, I was sniffing around, and he said, finally I detected it was coming out of this box. So he said, I took a pry bar and I finally got it open. He said, it was sealed shut. And here was a dead dog in there.
Oh my goodness.
And I said, a dead dog? Yeah. He said, well, I said, that answers the question then. because I said, the bank guy said, I don't know whatever happened to his little dog. And he said, nothing was ever talked about, but he said the dog always used to greet me at the door, and then he was gone. Well, being a doctor, why, he built this little casket for the dog, and he put a blanket in there and laid the dog in there when he died and sealed it up, and he was going to bury it.
Sure.
And, well, then in the meantime, he passed away, and it never got buried, but we sold his dead dog. And every once in a while, I see that guy, yeah, selling any more dead dogs?
That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, how about any advice that you might have for someone coming into the auction industry?
Well, I guess the advice that I would have for for a new person, whether it be young or old, starting in the auction business, would be to seek help from some of the older auctioneers and work with them, not just once or twice, but take 6 months or a year and work with them. And if you don't like maybe the way they're quite doing things, why, then go to another company because you can learn from all companies different things. And I think this can be very beneficial to a person starting out in the auction business.
Mm-hmm. How would you like to be remembered?
For my friendliness, honesty. I guess them are probably two of the more important things, Greg, that I would like to be remembered for.
Yeah. And what are you proudest of, Rich?
Pardon me?
What are you proudest of?
That my son took the business.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think back when he was a boy and going to school, why, you know, weekends we'd get him out of bed early in the morning and haul furniture and whatever. And I just thought, well, he's going to be so soured when he gets out of high school. He won't want no part of the auction business. But when he, after he had gone to college and so on, why, he wanted to be in the auction business, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, doing a job too.
Yes.
And what are your hopes for the future of the auction industry?
Oh, you know, we were talking this morning about the auction industry, the world as a whole. 5 years down the road, what are we going to see? 10 years down the road, what are we going to see? I guess I would say this. I'm glad I'm as far along in life as I am, because I'm not sure that I like what's coming down the road at us. And maybe the older guys back 30, 40 years ago probably maybe said the same thing. But when you're in that era, it don't seem so bad. But as you get older and you see what's happening, I'm glad I'm as far along in life as I am, because I don't think I could adjust to some of the changes.
Yeah. Well, Rich, I appreciate you sharing your life with us.
Thank you.